Well, Lauren, wanted to visit with you a little bit. I know that this week is National Poison Prevention Week, and kind of the theme that I'm seeing this year is educate before you medicate. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Poison Prevention Week is a chance for us to raise awareness about the dangers of poisoning and how it can be prevented. We ended up choosing that theme, educate before you medicate, because over 60% of our calls last year were related to medications, both prescription and over-the-counter. And we chose it in light of the overdose epidemic that's been plaguing the whole state and the nation.
And, you know, any advice for those listening, any tips you can give to help families, I guess, better protect themselves?
Yeah. So our biggest tip is to program the Poison Center's number into your phone, and that's 1-800-222-1222. We can be called anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it doesn't have to be an emergency. So if anyone has questions about their medications or if they accidentally took an extra dose, they can call the Poison Center and get help. So that would prevent the poisoning before it even happens. In terms of other tips, though, another big thing is to keep all medications and household products up and away and out of sight. And then we also recommend always reading the label before you take a medication or use a household product, and not to take your medication in front of children as they tend to mimic.
And another thing too, you know, sometimes I see family members sharing medication, and that's a big no-no, correct?
That's true. We recommend, even if you're taking the same prescription medication, don't share them. Only take drugs that are specifically prescribed or recommended to you by your doctor.
Well, a lot of good information. Was there anything else that you wanted to hit on that maybe I didn't bring up today?
The last thing is just to make sure you're aware of what's in your house, in your car, in your garage, all the products that you've been using and medications. Just making sure you have a list and knowing exactly what the dangers are, just so you can keep those being used safely.